KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 33. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, March the 6th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village. It's going to be cool and windy today. We'll have a high up around 60 and fire danger extremely high for the afternoon and into the evening. We'll see wind gusts to about 45 miles per hour. Chickasha's new police chief looking forward to leading the department. The story, part of today's cool news.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018.
Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
New Chickasha Police Chief Greg Anderson spent his first day on the job meeting a lot of city officials and getting used to his new surroundings. Anderson spent the last 23 years working for the Moore Police Department. His first day in Chickasha included a meeting with the city manager, also meeting some city council representatives and a few of the officers that'll be working for him. Anderson, he said he wants the department to be involved in the community.
Work for the public. That's why we're here. We're here to serve. This is the public's police department, and I believe strongly that the officer should be engaged in every facet of the community and not just responding to the calls and when they're in need.
Anderson said he'll have an open-door policy with the community. The Chickasha City Council approves the rezoning of some land in the north part of the city for industrial development. More than 33 acres of city-owned land was recently owned, sold that is, to the city's Economic Development Council, which hopes to create companies and their jobs to the region. The area is just north of the Whispering Pines Apartments. The land had been zoned for multifamily residential use, but since it is next to a railroad, officials believe the new zoning will make it attractive for a firm that could use rail service. An outdoor mixed martial arts and boxing competition is approved by the Chickasha City Council. After some discussion regarding noise complaints and if the event is properly licensed by the state, the panel approved the event for April 19th and 20th. A weigh-in for the event will be held April 19th at the Legends Cafe, the former Long John Silver's restaurant. The actual event will be April 20th at the Legends Pub House, the former Eduardo's restaurant. The event, which is supposed to include a concert afterwards, is to shut down by 11 o'clock that night. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Authorities in Caddo County have one person in custody. They're looking for two more in connection with a home invasion that occurred near Fort Cobb over the weekend. Reports indicate that three armed men broke into a home Saturday night. KSWO-TV reporting two of the men drove off. A third was caught about a quarter mile away. 40-year-old Stephen Hazipta of Tahlequah, formally charged with attempted robbery with a weapon in an Anadarko courtroom in connection with the event yesterday, and he remains in jail on a $100,000 bond. Arrest warrants have been issued for 26-year-old Montana Beaver and 21-year-old Damon Daly, both of Anadarko, who were both still on the run at last report. Call the Caddo County Sheriff's Office if you have information regarding those men, 405-247-5700. It's election day in some areas today. Voters in Minco going to the polls to decide two special bond issues for the school district. One is a $14.5 million measure to build a new middle school, some safe rooms, and other school improvements. There's also a $450,000 transportation bond. Voters will choose a new member for the State House of Representatives in House District 56. Make that House District 51. Democrat Charles Murdoch and Republican Brad Bowles on the ballot. The district includes Ninaka, Alec, and Marlow, and most of eastern Grady County, as well as northern and eastern sections of Stevens County. There's one precinct in Newcastle in the district as well. In Caddo County, voters will decide if a one-quarter countywide sales tax should be extended for 5 years. That tax helps fund services that include the Caddo County Sheriff's Office, the courthouse, volunteer fire departments, and more. Now, polls are just now opening right now, and they'll be opening till 7 o'clock tonight. Now, for Grady County voters who used to vote at Cox City Baptist Church, that precinct has now moved to Vimy Ridge Baptist Church in Rush Springs. Fort Sill troops deployed to South Korea are finally back home after several delays postponed their return for 4 days. About 260 soldiers of 2nd Battalion, 4th Field Artillery stuck in Alaska on their flight home last week. Engine problems on their plane was the big reason for the delay. Then the flight crew had been up so long they had to have a mandatory rest period. Their troops have finally returned to family and friends at the post late Sunday night after their 9-month deployment. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $62.57 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $65.54. Natural gas, $2.70 per million BTU. Gold, $1,326. Silver, $16.63. Obituaries today include 97-year-old Mallon McDonald of Norge. Graveside service 1 o'clock tomorrow at Pioneer Cemetery. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, a chilly morning, and it'll be very windy and cool this afternoon. We'll have a high about 60, but we'll have some strong northwesterly winds, sustained winds, perhaps 25 to 30, some wind gusts to 45 miles per hour through mid-afternoon to early evening. High fire danger in effect. Right now, it's fair and 33 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line. 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven, 224-0909.
In sports, there are a few state champions walking the halls at Chickasha Middle School. The cheerleading team won the first ever junior high state cheer competition held at Oklahoma Baptist University this past weekend. The team winning the Class 5A division and was tops among the four teams competing, including Carl Albert, Piedmont, and Santa Fe South. Also, there's a state champion powerlifter at the middle school. 8th grader Malachi Pacquiao won gold in the 198-pound weight class. He lifted a combined 800 pounds. His deadlift was 375 pounds. His squat was 230, and his bench press was 195. Other top five placers at the middle school state powerlifting championship, 7th grader Price Mulder in the 114-pound class, and 7th grader Logan Snyder, 5th in the 198-pound class. The Fighting Chick baseball team went on the road to Binger Oney yesterday, the Chicks dropping an 11-1 decision to the Bobcats, which are ranked number 15 in Class A in the OSSAA rankings out this week. Austin Albright and Caleb Hunter had hits for the Chicks. Hunter took the loss on the mound. A tough start to the season for the Lady Chicks softball team, losing 27-1 to Blanchard. The Lady Chicks will host Cash this afternoon out at El Curry Field. And CHS soccer teams at home tonight, taking on Northwest Classen at Hampton Field. Varsity games only tonight, the girls starting at 7:30 with the boys to follow. And it's the CHS boys tennis team to have their turn at the Ardmore tournament yesterday. Girls had their Ardmore tournament yesterday. The USAO softball team stays unbeaten with a doubleheader sweep of number 15-ranked Morningside College of Sioux City, Iowa yesterday. The Drovers won by scores of 8-2 and 7-2, and the 25th-ranked Drovers improved to 11-0. They will host Oklahoma Wesleyan in a doubleheader at Bill Smith Ballpark this afternoon. The USAO baseball team also at home today, taking on Southwestern College of Winfield, Kansas. The 11th-ranked Drovers have won 13 straight. And in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder back home tonight as they host the Houston Rockets, first of four straight home games for the Thunder. Game time, 7 o'clock tonight at the Peak. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.